what we are going to be covering today on The Brief. We're going to break it down, the bluff, the bottom line up front. Right in a moment, we are going to be talking about how it's only propaganda when the legacy media tells you it's propaganda, which in a free society with an unbiased press would be okay. But you and I know that's not the case. You and I know that the legacy media, and hopefully you just listened to the Mike Church Show from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. when he had both Matt Gaspers and Michael Hitchburn on, talking with Michael Hitchburn and Matt Gaspers about the cozy relationship between members of the government, agencies of the government, and quote-unquote entertainment or media companies, the media being one of them, the news media being one of them. And so when you have these people who have been pushing Chinese propaganda by saying the Wuhan virus is, you know, we only had 3,000 deaths in China, everything's fine, China's happy and healthy, while people are being welded into their house and dying in the streets, call it into question. But we'll get into that in a moment. After that, we're going to go across the interwebs for the five things, because they can't be bothered to find five more things that the AP thinks you should know. But then we're going to go across the interwebs. I'm going to talk about how President Trump is wrong about being the ultimate authority, and how it was the first time in the Trump presidency where I just looked at him. I'm like, it's not a good look, my man. Not a good look. And you look out of your element. I almost feel that Trump's being pushed to say that because he's so uncomfortable with it. You and I, if you've ever been in a situation where you've been told to push something or promote something you don't believe in, you kind of stumble around it. And that's what I saw when I saw Trump trying to push this ideal. After that, we're going to talk about how Texas Governor Greg Abbott thinks that he can reopen this state sooner rather than later. Maybe he's saying we don't have to wait until May 1st, which is great. I'd love to see it open sooner rather than later. Of course, we're going to continue to talk about AMC theaters, A, because I'm the movie critic of the Crusade Channel, and B, I used to work in a movie theater, and XYZ. The movie theater industry employs so many people, so when AMC goes down, even when the economy kicks back up, this is going to be one of those industries that nobody talks about that's going to have a massive impact on people's ability to live. And then in the bottom of the second hour, we are going to talk about this gun control bill, HR Bill 5717, that is the ultimate propaganda, ultimate end game, if you will, for the left as far as restricting the ability for you and I to exercise our God-given right to defend ourselves enshrined in our individual constitutions of your state, if you're lucky enough to have that. And then, of course, top of the third hour, we will recap the numbers for COVID-19 Wuhan superbug as of today. And then we'll put those numbers in perspective here in Texas for me. Worldwide, we'll update Sweden because Sweden is our X factor, considering everybody else locked down and the Swedes were like, yeah, no, we going to dance and play. And they don't seem to be, it's not World War C there. So we will take a look at their numbers at the top of the third hour. Bottom of the third hour, what's trending on Twitter? The world famous, you've got to be kidding me. And we are beginning to finish up our Purgatory Manual. So yesterday's press conference was absolutely epic. And we'll just go to the first one. Jesse Kelly retweeted this. I don't know who else sourced it, but Trump came out swinging.
To do it. He doesn't need to do it. All I'm saying is this. How do you close down the greatest economy in the history of the world when on January 17th, you have no cases and no death? When on January 21st, you have one case and no death. One case. Think of that. Now, we're supposed to close down the country, but here's what happened. When on January 31st, I instituted the ban, Joe Biden went crazy. He said, you don't need the ban. He didn't go crazy. Look, he just... He didn't even know what the hell the ban was. But he, so he didn't go crazy.
You're
but he did say, he did
what
call me xenophobic. Wait a minute. He called me xenophobic. He called me a racist because he has since apologized and he said I did the right thing. So when you say, why didn't you this? Every Democrat thought I made a mistake when I did it. I saved tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of lives by
hurting
them.
That you bought, the argument is that you bought yourself some time. You didn't use it to prepare hospitals. You didn't use it to ramp up testing. Right
you're
now,
so, you're
nearly
so,
20 million
you're so
people
disgraceful.
Are unemployed.
It's so disgraceful the way you say that. Let me just listen. I just went over it.
Or this rant supposed to make people
I just went over
in an unprecedented crisis.
Nobody thought we should
this
do
is
it.
She's saying
and when
too.
I did it.
But what did you do with the time that you bought?
You know what we
month
did?
Of February. That,
you know what we did?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Month of February.
What do you do when you have no case in the whole United States?
You had cases
when
in
you,
February.
You, excuse me. You reported it. Zero cases, zero deaths on January 17th.
January. February. The entire
January.
Month of
I said in January.
Your video has a complete gap.
On January 30th.
What did your administration do in February with the time that your travel ban botched?
A lot. What? A lot. And in fact, we'll give you a list. What we did, in fact, part of it was up there.
It
we did a lot.
Look.
You know you're a fake. You know that your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake. And most of you, and not all of you, but the people are wise to you. That's why you have a lower approval rating than you've ever had before, times probably three. And when you ask me that question, let me ask you this. Why did Biden apologize? Why did he write a letter of apology? No, that's very important. Why did the Democrats think that I acted too quickly? You know why? Because they really thought that I acted too quickly. We have done a great job. Now, I could have kept it open. And I could have done what some countries are doing. They're getting beat up pretty badly. I could have kept it open. I thought of keeping it open because nobody's ever heard of closing down a country, let alone the United States of America. But if I would have done that, we would have had hundreds of thousands of people that would right now be dead. We've done this right, and we really have done this right. The problem is the press doesn't cover it the way it should be. Go ahead. One more question, Steve. Go ahead.
There's a debate over what authority you have to order the country reopened. What authority do you
have? Well, I have the ultimate authority, but we're going to get into that in a minute. We're going to just finish this up. We're going to tell you about other things that we've done right. But I will say this. Had we said, let's just keep going and let's not do a closing, whether it's 2.2 that they at one point predicted as an outside or 1.6 at a lower number, you cut it all the way down to 600,000 or 700,000 or 800,000. Take just a fraction of the number that could have happened. It literally would have been more than the Civil War. It would have been a disaster. So the minimal number was 100,000. And I think I feel pretty good that we're going to be substantially below, Anthony, the 100,000. And I hope we will. All right. So today, the Department of Health and Human Services is announcing 5 new contracts to procure large numbers of.
So there you go. Do you have that? I'm going to play the other clip on the other side of the break, but let's break this down, this clip a little bit. People in the chat room, yes, the Rona rallies, as they call them on the social medias, were good at first, right? Because it was a counter to legacy media's continue promotion. However, yesterday, Trump's base will love it because they love how he fights, right? How he fights. But the ultimate authority thing, it is going to be used against him. So he's got to be ready for that. He got pushed into a corner with that. Secondly, this whole press conference was based off of the fact that the CDC ran out and said, well, we should have shut the country down in February, and I made these recommendations. And so, once again, it is Trump having to respond to things within his own administration, which he honestly shouldn't give the time of day to. And like I said, his base will love it. They cheer it. He had a video where he was pointing out legacy media members doing it. And everybody said he crushed him. But at some point, it's easy enough for him to come out and say, which we know he wouldn't, what about the CDC head? The CDC head understands that the governors of each state have the responsibility, not me. but then that would have contradicted his ultimate authority spiel, which we'll talk about in the second hour. We'll continue this here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com, the last live radio station standing.
You have found the Wuhan China Virus Free Speech Paradise. That is the Crusade Channel. Goofy surgical masks sworn in public sold separately.
All right, welcome back to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel. The last live radio station standing. Coming to you from the Republic of Texas on this April 14th, 2020. It is your humble host, Captain Middle America himself, Rick Barrett, bringing you the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow. 844-527-8723, crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T, if you want to be a part of this conversation at any time. It is free, and we got about 54 people hanging out in there talking about all kinds of things. Looks like The story we're going to be covering at the bottom of the second hour, top of the third hour, about firearms and H.R. Bill 5717 is getting people riled up, if you will, which it gets me riled up, too. And we'll talk about it. It is the largest, most expansive gun control bill ever enacted. And the reason... In normal times, we'll put that in air quotes, right? Because I love air quotes. Normal time, this bill would be DOA. But we have circumstances where public pressure wants to get it in, and who knows if that's one of the things they'll toe the line, the Democrats will enforce to have in there. And once again, a lot of stuff to talk about in regards to 5717 in a little bit. However, we're going to get there, but we have some other stuff to cover. I want to let you know the segment's sponsor is Bulldog Kia at BulldogKia.com, located in Athens, Georgia. Dave Kernall and his amazing staff at Bulldog Kia are there not to sell you the car they want to sell you, but to sell you the car you want and that best suits you. You can go to BulldogKia.com and take a look at their amazing selection of brand new Kias, which, by the way, new Kias, they've come a long way since when they were first introduced. The Kia Telluride, the Stinger, the Soul, so many good new cars, reliable, great warranty, and they're actually very, their quality and the actual materials used, it really is out, they outkick their weight class, if you will. But let's say you don't like Kias. For some reason, you're like a Ford guy. Well, you should check out their extensive used collection of vehicles, their used inventory of vehicles. A lot of great things to choose from. Now, you can go to BulldogKia.com or call them at 888-652-8493 and discuss what fits your needs. And after you've settled all that, you can ask about the VIP delivery program. Well, they will deliver the car to your house with all the paperwork, sight unseen, appraisal for your vehicle, and no haggle pricing. Once again, it's 888-652-8493 to talk to the amazing sales staff. Dave Kernall and his staff are 100% professional, and they have been an avid supporter of the Crusade Channel since the beginning. Please do business with those who do business with us. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia, BulldogKia.com. So let's get to the next clip from yesterday's, some say epic, some say disastrous, the legacy media, either way, it made them upset, which most people are pretty happy with. But this next round, so we had the first round where you can hear Trump, and some people in the chat were correct, Trump does look physically tired, he sounds tired. He's been fighting the same battle for almost 30 days. Right, and it really is kind of like a Marvel movie in the fact that These reporters are just faceless drones, except for like an Acosta who needs to sit in the front and have his Dear Diary, you know, wristband so everybody knows who he is. But the rest of them are just, they seem to just be an endless waves of drones asking the same question after this, after that. And Trump's being asked the same question over and over again. And I think he's getting tired of it because, yeah, we can question the response, but to say that he didn't do anything, and now that the CDC and all these other people are coming out and stabbing him in the back, yeah, I think he's getting tired of it. So we heard that in the first one, and you can hear, I think Paula Reed was one of those from CBS, just no matter if you liked Obama or Bush or Clinton, there's a certain way, I'm trying to think of a better word to say it, but there's a certain way that this dialogue is to start with any CEO or any person in a position where you are being granted to ask a question in a press conference. Just the idea of a press conference and you're being asked a question, it's not your right. He doesn't have a right. He doesn't have he's not obligated to call on you. So to have these people be so adversarial, I would get mad too.